But I didn't do it. I was out there visiting my niece. She had, when I first went out there, her youngest son was sick, wasn't, and she wanted me to come. Mm-hmm. And so.
Have you ever lived outside of Corpus Christi?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Never lived. I had a brother who lived at Kingsville, John, and we'd go down there. My mother and I would go down there to visit him, but just for two or three days. And then, like, I went to California, and from California, I had a friend out at Seattle, Washington. I went out there, and I stayed about 10 days. And then from Seattle, she and Mr. carried me up to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And, ooh, it was cold there, and my snoring, the beautiful, I never saw some, we've had snow here, but not that much. I never saw so much. And cold, oh my, it was cold. But I enjoyed, we just went up there for a couple of days. And I really enjoyed it, but it's too cold. I don't like those cold climates being born down here.
Mm-hmm. Where was your father born?
My father was born at Brownsville, Texas. Mm-hmm. That's down here about 200 miles from Corpus, at Brownsville, Texas.
Do you know where his parents were born?
No, darling, I could not tell you.
Do you think they were Mexican?
Well, I'll tell you what. I know you've heard of Dr.
Uh-huh.
Well, his wife, she was part Mexican. Well, her mother and my father's mother were sisters. So that made my father and Mrs. Dr. Spong first cousins, wouldn't it? And they're all dead now, and this Mrs. East, oh, they've had her will running on for ages.
This Kingsville?
Mm. Mm-hmm. That Miss East out from Kingsville. Mm-hmm. They were relatives of my brothers. But you see, my father told me that he was born out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother gave him to another Spanish woman, or I don't know whether she went down there and had the child or not. But anyway, Papa says that his mother, he gave him to this Spanish woman and gave him a home.
Mm-hmm.
And down there, and he says it's still there, and where he was born. And there was a guy came up here that lived down there, knew Papa's, this woman that reared Papa, and he told Papa he used to come here and open oysters. And in those days, those are good old days, it's gone and never come back. Those oyster men would walk up here to the reef.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Royal had an oyster bed up there, a big building bigger than this. And they'd go up there and open those oysters out of the oyster shells.
Mm-hmm.
And about noon, they'd have a brand new bucket full of fresh oysters. And then they'd have the thing, you dip them up out of the bucket, 50 cents a hundred. And my goodness, now you can't, out here at HEB, to get a little jar full of them, you'll get about 10 of them, or 12. I don't know why they do those things, to cut the poor people off. Made out those oysters weren't sanitary and such as that, but it's all a mistake. They just wanted to make money off of them. But Mr. died, Royal died, and his wife lived, now I think it was Taylor Street. She lived, you don't know the town, don't know the people. Now Mr., she lived right across the street from, I think it was Taylor Street. And right back of her was that seaside